We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The heat is on. Everybody's feeling it, feeling good. They're nervous in Boston. The sound we're about to hear for the 305 alarm. Yeah, this is like the Heat standing over the Celtics' shoulder. All of a sudden, they're there.
Dale.
Bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Hawk, Crowder. Jimmy Mentos is back, baby. Let's go.
Jimmy Mentos is back.
Let's go, Heat. Let's go, Heat.
Let's go, Heat. You ever think, Jimmy, about going back to your birth name, which is Jaime, because of the success of Jaime Jaquez Jr.?
No, I prefer Jimmy Mentos.
All right. If I was you, I'd go back to Jaime. Hey, that's got some cachet in Miami right about now.
Yeah, but Jaime only goes on my signature.
All right.
Jaime.
You write a lot of documents, do you?
What is?
Autographs? Documents? Something?
Autographs. You know what?
I bet. I bet you do. All right. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. Crowder's in Detroit. You got the NFL draft tonight. I texted you guys during the break. I didn't even know this till I just happened to stumble upon it during the break. Norchad Omier is entering the portal. Now, I thought he was going in the NBA draft, and I thought he was going to be drafted, but there's an article on ESPN.com that says Norchad Omier is entering the draft, transfer portal, and about an hour before that, there's a story Wooga Poplar is entering the transfer portal.
Uh-oh.
A little upheaval at the University of Miami men's basketball department.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Wooga didn't play much this year. Omier is great. I thought he would be picked in the NBA, and he's still I have to text Joe Zagacki. I don't know how that works. Like, do you go in the transfer portal to protect yourself should you not end up going in the draft after all? I don't know how it works, but I think Norchad Omier might be drafted, but Wooga Poplar, I think he was injured most of last season. So but anyway, those are a couple of stalwarts from not just last season, but from the Final Four run. They were big parts of that.
Yeah. Is that troubling that you have two of your starters transferring?
I think it's been – well, I don't think Wooga was starting by the end. I do think he was injured most of the season, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was injured most of the season.
He missed most of the season. At the end, he tried to come back and play, but clearly in the tournament just wasn't himself.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't – I don't think it's a harbinger of anything because everyone leaves. It just – it doesn't matter what sport, what team, what success – everyone leaves. The fact that they actually had guys for more than one season is probably more shocking than people leaving after a couple of seasons.
I think you're correct with that because now I'm stuck in that old.
It is. Yeah,
that old thought of, oh, you got your guys. But to your point, Hawk, you really don't have your guys anymore.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Should I do headlines here?
Headline. Solana's leaving early today because he's going for a jog.
Seemed like he
the
mentally
weirdest
left, mentally left already.
Situation. He texted this morning. He wanted to go for a jog around 5:45 tonight. And he's like, I got to leave early. And I'm like, hey, there's an NFL draft tonight. The Heat are coming off one of the biggest playoff victories in their history. The Panthers play tonight, try to go up 3-0 against Tampa, and you're going to leave early? And he responded with, you spent 30 minutes talking about cookies yesterday.
Run somewhere safe, because they could kidnap you.
I'm not going.
What happened? You just want to take a twilight jog? That was the plan.
I'm participating in the corporate run today. Downtown Miami. What? Corporate run in downtown Miami. I'll be participating with Team Banco Sabadell, and I was it was really sought after for this corporate run. They were looking for a former high school athlete that was third team all day.
Was it a 5K?
Yeah, it's about 3.2 miles. I believe that's a 5K.
5K.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you built different than when I saw you last time?
Bro, you have no idea. You have no idea.
Is that as a positive or a negative?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really ran more than half a mile since I tore my ACL, so today should be fun.
Will you be able to get through 5K?
Nope.
Of course, yeah. I'll be able to get through 5K. I'll be walking.
Well, running.
No, I'll be walking. I'm walking this corporate run.
Yeah, that's what they coveted you.
Hey, speaking of 5Ks and walks, I'm emceeing Purple Stride this Saturday, and I stride. It's all about the stride. Don't run. Hey, listen, it's called Purple Stride, Crowder. Don't give me a look. I mean, the whole idea is to stride.
I would reiterate my question. Are you built different than the last time I saw you?
Very much so. My stride is shorter. I have a very, very short stride.
You're a great MC. I don't know about your striding.
I am very good at MCing the event. The stride has gotten progressively slower year after year. But this Saturday, Purple Stride, Broward Palm Beach is at Bert Aronson South County Regional Park. You can enter on Glades Road. But this is the ultimate walk to end pancreatic cancer. They have 60 different walks going on around the country. PanCAN, the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, this is their big event every year, and they raise millions for pancreatic cancer research. And I'm always thrilled to be the MC of the Broward Palm Beach edition. And if you're interested in striding, you can go to purplestride.org/Broward, and it'll be this Saturday morning, I believe. We'll start the festivities around 7. We'll start the walk around 7:30, and we will raise a lot of money for pancreatic cancer research. PanCAN is just a premier organization. Thrilled to be a part of Purple Stride every year. Again, it is this Saturday morning. The Broward Palm Beach edition is at Bert Aronson South County Regional Park, and you can get all the details at purplestride.org/Broward.
Did you tweet out the link for your team?
I did not. I just thought of that as I was saying that.
I just thought about it when you were saying it, because I was supposed to donate yesterday.
I'm going to tweet out a link to Team Lyle. That's in memory of my father, Lyle, who passed away from pancreatic cancer. I will tweet out a link so that if you do want to make a donation, it goes right to Team Lyle. Well, I say right to Team Lyle, not to, you know, my team. We're not going to go have lunch with it. It goes right to Pancreatic Cancer Network through Team Lyle. In memory of Lyles. There, tweet that out.
Tweet out the link.
I'll also tweet out my Venmo if you do want to treat us for lunch afterwards.
I think I'm going Team Lyle today.
Actually, afterwards, later that night, you can see me at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood for the Panthers watch party.
There we go. There you can just buy you dinner in person.
What are you going to wear for this... this jog, Solana? Are you gonna wear like those super short runner shorts?
Yeah. Let's see if you can see my legs.
Package.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Did you lose your hamstrings in an accident?
I haven't exactly been deadlifting too much, Crowder. So
why don't you have any hamstrings?
Listen, at least I don't have to Photoshop out my leg hair whenever I'm taking pictures on my own basketball court.
Your leg looks like a banana. Why don't you... have any hamstrings.
By the way,
where do you think I find that link?
By the way, while you look for that link, somebody texted in, LOL, Wooga played the whole season, WTF. They're right.
Oh, he did?
It was Nigel Pack. My mistake.
Mm.
Nigel Pack got hurt in like mid-February and missed most of the final regular season games. And then he came back. I just looked it up. He played 14 minutes in the regular season finale, ended up playing in the ACC tournament game against Boston College that Miami lost. So my mistake. Got Wooga and Nigel Pack.
Mine as well, because I think I'm the one who suggested that he was hurt all season.
Right, but I had no idea.
I think you just agreed with me.
And yeah. I agreed with you, yeah. But right. I listened to some of the Canes broadcast towards the end of the year, and I remember Josie and Hollywood Rabinowitz talking about Nigel Pack being out and how much they could realistically get out of him. Not Wooga Poplar, Nigel Pack.
All right.
All right, these headlines. Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. The Miami Heat, even. Their first round series versus the Boston Celtics last night. They shoot a franchise record for playoff threes. They made 23 of them last night. They outshoot the Celtics, and they get the victory. They win by 10. They were 14-point underdogs going into the game. They
you,
win
you
by 10.
You know what the line is? You know what the line is for Saturday?
Saturday at 6. I did see it.
Still double digits, 10.
It was Celtics minus 8,
yeah,
and it's gone up to Celtics minus 9. So
they shot 53.5%.
I know. It's a difficult way. That's why I keep asking about replicating that particular victory. I do believe that Boston is beatable, and I believe that if anyone can, it's Miami. You saw it last night. The way that they won yesterday, though, seems to be very difficult to replicate, and that's what people are going to get hung up on, I think. But I think what happens there is you're forgetting just how brilliant Eric Spoelstra is. He knows that's not easily replicated, what they did last night.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already thinking about how Boston is going to react to that, and he's going to be one step ahead of Joe Mazzulla.
He got eye sockets.
He's got eye sockets.
Just a little bit more from yesterday. So the Heat outscore the Celtics 27-18 in the third quarter, 26-22 in the fourth. Miami never trailed in the fourth quarter. Brown and Tatum combined for 61 points, but the rest of the Celtics only had 40. Kristaps Porzingis finished 1 of 9 from the field, just 6 points. Their bench only scored 6 points or 12 points yesterday. Jrue Holiday and Derek White weren't as effective, and Boston only shot 12 of 32 from downtown last night. The Miami Heat made all the necessary adjustments, and they went in there, and they stole home court from Boston.
Amazing.
The land of milk and honey.
From the land of milk and honey.
I just sent out the link.
Okay.
On my Twitter account.
The Florida Panthers will play Game 3 in Tampa tonight versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Panthers are waltzing up to Tampa with a 2-0 series lead.
Yeah, they are.
What is that?
Assuming it's Bob in net?
Yeah.
Or would it be super surprising if with a 2-0 lead they went to Stolarz just to keep them active?
Super surprising.
You can't do that in the playoffs.
And what Bob just did?
Yeah, come on.
Huh? Last game?
I wouldn't. I don't know. It's Paul Maurice character.
What? What are you doing? What are you doing with Paul?
Well, he's a character.
He's a character.
Ryan Lomberg did not fly with the Panthers to Tampa.
Damn.
As the team has him in quarantine per coach Paul Maurice.
So he has COVID?
I don't know.
All right. What about
people don't even test for COVID anymore. So yeah.
What about Sam Bennett is out for sure, right? Like 100%.
Yeah,
out.
He'll be out for a week at least. Yeah.
What's he quarantined for?
I don't know.
Like
I don't know. I don't know.
Bird flu? What's going on here? We need some players.
Last night in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder did take a 2-0 series lead over the Pelicans. So tonight, Magic Cavs game 3. Magic are down 0-2. That'll be in Orlando, 7 p.m. Knicks 76ers in Philly. Knicks have a 2-0 lead, 7:30. Nuggets Lakers. Denver has a 2-0 series lead as well. That'll be the late game at 10 p.m.
All right.
Just looking here. Today's Thursday, right?
Yes.
Tomorrow, the Bucks and the Pacers play at 5:30. Could that be right?
That doesn't sound right. No.
According to Google, tomorrow, 5:30 p.m., Bucks, Pacers, game 3.
That's
got to
be like a West Coast something.
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, tonight, NFL draft, Dolphins pick 21st overall. The draft starts at 8 p.m., so the Chicago Bears are officially on the clock at 8 p.m.
Dolphins pick 21st if there's no funny business, and that would mean probably, what, about 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, probably.
That's too late.
Around 10.
You have to be gassed after two you did the radio show yesterday. Then you did two comedy shows. You're there in Detroit. You have to be absolutely gassed. And then you're going to work tonight for the pivot, right?
Yep. Got to work from the car gets here at 5:30, and I won't be done until probably like midnight, 1 o'clock.
You know, on the Hard Rock Gambling app, it says Pacers Milwaukee 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, crazy, man.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
Could be because of the draft.
Locked in. Paying can.
Because of the NFL draft?
Yeah, I mean, that would be my guess.
Registered under Lori Hawkman, because I like your wife more.
Oh, that was nice of you.
And recognition name is Minji Stew.
Because isn't 5:30 in Indianapolis? Wouldn't that be 4:30?
I thought Detroit was Central Time Zone, so I don't even like this.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was as well. But
no, Indianapolis right now, they're Eastern Standard. So it's 3:22. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a 5:30. I don't think it has to do with the NFL draft, because why would the NBA?
No, because there's an 8 o'clock game still. So.
Right. Yeah, not only that, but why would the NBA change their start times for the second day of the draft? Like, if they were going to do it, they would do it today.
Yeah, everything says 5:30.
Weird.
So it's obviously 5:30 tomorrow. Well, what's the deal?
Weird. Who do we know from Indy?
What's the deal? Well, Cunha went there once.
I've been there 2 times.
All right. So call Big O.
Everybody from Indy.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them.
Kendall Langford.
This is the idiocy. Oh, you know Kendall Langford? Ask him why.
I'm gonna ask Kendall Langford why. He's not. He doesn't joke.
I don't understand this.
He doesn't. Kendall's not a joker. He'd probably get mad if I text him that.
Especially like Indy is known as a blue collar city, right? They have that cachet around them, that stigma, like blue collar. People are getting out of work at 5, and they go to the ball game. People have to leave work at 3. to be at the Allen Fieldhouse by 5:30?
I'm very curious by this. I do love, though, this show, the idiocy of this show, because we opined about Wooga Poplar and, you know, no big loss because he didn't play at all last season. He started every game. And then I'm questioning, why is there a 5:30 NBA playoff game and no one know? And then we don't even know what time zone. What is happening?
10 years strong, huh? 10 years
Ten strong. 10 years strong.
All right, let's get to something that...
What time did you sleep till this morning, though? Because you just had to be wiped out.
I got done doing the meet and greet of the second show around midnight, went and ate chicken wings, probably the two, and I had to be up for a podcast to be to the MGM at 9, so I woke up at like 8.
Ugh.
Oof, man.
Yeah,
so
I'm running on about 6.
What about Mitch? How did he sleep?
The funny thing, we actually got Mitch a room because y'all made me feel so bad about not giving Mitch a room.
But didn't he leave this morning at like 6 a.m.?
Yeah, y'all. So y'all get together and give me
$200. So you guys were done about 2 a.m. I'm sure he had to be there with you, right? Because he cleans up your napkins. That was part of his deal.
We got Mitch to the room about 2 a.m. and his flight was at 7:45. So I paid, might have been $300, so I need that reimbursement.
This poor Mitch. I mean, this poor Mitch.
And I had to walk him into the hotel because I didn't put his name on the room.
I just want to make sure I have this straight. So you walked in with a fella named Mitch. And you got a hotel room for a few hours. Do I have this right?
If you want to paint it in that picture, yeah. I told him, man, don't eat or drink anything out of that bar because my credit card is on the incidentals.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. It's around 85 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
Somebody texts in, goodness gracious, it's because they're all on ESPN, so they have to start at 5:30 to air all three games. Today is TNT and NBA TV. All right, sorry, we're slow. Like, we don't get this stuff. Don't yell at us. We're just asking. We're asking for answers.
Let's work together, Texter. Goodness.
My brother texted me right as the show started. Who are the Dolphins going to take at 21? I text him back. I literally have no idea. After I said, A, we haven't talked about it at all this week. And B, after Caleb Williams, Drake May, I'm forgetting the third quarterback now.
Jaden Williams.
Penix, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
Who is Jaden Williams?
Guy's head is already in the jog.
The Dolphins will draft Jaden Williams at 21. That's my answer.
You're in
for the
downtown Miami and you see a guy on a couple of bananas running by you around 6:30 tonight. That's Solana. Yell, brother Solana.
Brother Solana got Nan hamstring.
All right. I do want to talk a little draft. I'm going to talk a little draft in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yesterday was a culture win. Like, that felt like it was dripping and oozing culture. Again, I don't know if you can replicate 23 threes, but that was a culture win. That's one of those wins where around the league, around the country, they, if they weren't watching the game last night, everyone kind of looks at the final score and says, that's a Heat culture win. Is that actual Detroit-style pizza?
Buddies.
Well, wait a second. What's on there?
It's called the Henry Ford.
Mm. Detroit onions. Legend.
Yeah, it had onions, ground beef, blue cheese. Yeah, it's what how Henry Ford bought his pizza at the original Detroit-style pizza place since 1946.
Because I was going to say that pizza looks a little cutesy, a little too much stuff on there, like you should for Detroit-style pizza. But you know what? If it's the Henry Ford and you're in Detroit, you pretty much got to go along with what H. Ford was throwing down.
Yes, and then we had two H. Ford. Actually, my wife got the Detroiter.
So now what's on that?
Two of them. What's on that pizza? Pepperoni. She can't even talk because it's delicious. The Detroiter has green peppers, mushrooms, pepperoni, ham, and green onions.
Well, you guys got
regular
real
onions,
cutesy, huh?
Pepperoni, no, mushrooms, no, just ham, and yeah.
Let me get a cheese pizza, huh? Couldn't just do, let me get a cheese pizza.
You get on me about this damn regional food, and I get a Henry Ford and a Detroiter, and you give me a hard time.
Think to get the full flavor, though, of a Detroit-style pizza, you've got to get one that where you just get to get the tomato sauce and the cheese. Like, you have too much going on there now. You'll never be able to differentiate whether it's Detroit-style or if it's pizza. There's too much nonsense.
Are we 6 years old?
It's a lot of nonsense, though.
40 years old. I need toppings.
Where'd you get that from? What did they say? Buddies?
Buddies original since 1946. It's delicious too.
It makes me happy.
I try to do it for you. And Asia went out. We had to go down because delivery was like 75 minutes. Wonderful wife. She walked down the road. It was like a half a mile and picked up the pizza to bring it back to show y'all.
That makes me happy. Real Detroit-style pizza in Detroit.
Yes.
That makes me happy.
It is delicious.
There is, you ever been to Detroit, Solana?
Yeah, I've been to Detroit. We talked about this when the Dolphins were there last season. Remember they played played the Detroit Lions on the road in like mid-October, late October. It was like 10 degrees outside, and I ordered a Mexican restaurant from across the hotel.
Like Chipotle or something?
Yeah, and I stayed my ass indoors.
Understood. Yeah. How's the weather been while you've been there, Crowder?
It's still cold as hell.
Is it?
It's, 45, 50 degrees during the day? Maybe low 40s at night? It's cold here. And I pack like a South Floridian.
Yeah. No, you so pack like Channing Crowder. You don't pack like a human.
I don't pack for where I'm going. I pack for where I'm at. So I don't pack any jackets.
You don't pack. I've traveled with you. You don't pack.
I just like to kind of float around and live life.
Let me read this about the Dolphins draft from Dave Hyde. This is what I wanted to talk about here. So this is what Dave Hyde wrote in the Sun Sentinel a couple days ago. The first question isn't the one everyone's asking. It's not who the Miami Dolphins will draft Thursday night with the 21st pick. It's not if another offensive lineman is the best option or which player could provide the most immediate help. The question, as always, is this. Do you trust Chris Greer's offseason? This is Greer's sixth year running the show as general manager, uppercase, as the boss in charge. It's his ninth year running the draft as general manager, lowercase, answering to Mike Tannenbaum. The Dolphins, in that span, have had three coaches, an expired three-year plan, an expired five-year plan, 10 first-round picks, and still no playoff wins. Zero. One recent narrative is the Dolphins might have to try to pause their Super Bowl hopes this season to organize their salary cap after overspending so much and having the least draft capital of any team in history over a three-year stretch ending this weekend. That's rich. Have the Dolphins been a legitimate contender lately to pause that? Can you contend while having a 24-year stretch without a playoff win, the longest drought in the NFL? The pressing issue this offseason includes following a plan where the Dolphins had a measly eight draft picks and only one as high as the second round the previous 2 years, and enter tonight without a third or fourth round pick. That tells you how many draft picks they traded and money that they spent. Oh, got a pop-up ad.
Oh, worse.
Sun Sentinel. I was rolling there, too.
Yeah, you were going.
It was like a book on tape. That tells you how many draft picks they've traded, money they've spent buying big stars to win now, like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, and Bradley Chubb. Only they haven't won yet. Will they? A perfect draft is needed to help stem the loss of offseason talent as the bill has started coming due for their spending. Greer can draft players, go down his drafts. They're fine. He's missed some the way everyone does and hit some more. But his most proven three picks thus far, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Laremy Tunsil, and Christian Wilkins, aren't with the team anymore in a way that illustrates larger problems. Wilkins was a dollar decision caused by all his recent overspending. Fitzpatrick, who's on a Hall of Fame path in Pittsburgh, was traded because Greer ceded to coach Brian Flores his stronger wishes. Tunsil's trade to Houston might prove to be the most bountiful trade in team history. Greer created that trade too. But the larger result all these years later is Houston rebuilt, won a playoff game last season, and looks set up to contend for years, while the Dolphins used all those picks and still haven't won anything. See how the issues go far beyond nonstop who do they pick at number 21 question. Consider, how do they build? What positions do they value? How is this offseason helping last year's? There's also a need for a strong football voice to steer this franchise in proper ways. Look what owner Steve Ross has stepped into in recent years, hiring a coach in Flores who wouldn't follow the tank for tomorrow blueprint, offering Flores money to lose games, publicly lying about the manner of chasing quarterback Deshaun Watson and the tampering charge and going after Tom Brady that the NFL conflated in reporting the pay-to-lose idea and take away a third-round pick this year. Isn't part of Greer's and CEO Tom Garfinkel's job keeping this franchise pointed toward winning? Look at the ways they've gone off course in an embarrassing manner. Yet, 'tis the season of mock drafts. Everyone has one. But the real mock draft is of the talent picking the talent, of those organizing and building teams of each franchise. First, there's your elite architects, and I can go on and on, but you get the idea.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. And people
Dave Hyde ends it with, the Dolphins are on the clock for the 21st pick. More than that, isn't Greer on the clock as this latest five-year plan continues into a sixth year? Is midnight striking, or are good answers finally coming?
And if you want to look, if you want to break down every team and every GM, I would say my simple answer is yes. I like Chris Greer. I think Chris Greer wants to do it. You started with Mike Pouncey, Ryan Tannehill, which people have a funny feeling about Tannehill because of the fact that, you know, he didn't take us to the promised land, but Tannehill's a Pro Bowler. Like, that's what it is. Larry Tunsil, they were picked. Minka Fitzpatrick's one of the best safeties in the league. We have the Charles Harris's. We have the Devontae Parker's. Tua's a Pro Bowler. Christian Wilkins a Pro Bowler. Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghi.
You don't have, like, Christian Wilkins being a Pro Bowler, it's a good pick. But Chris Greer's job is to make sure that those picks end up, if they're good, being Miami Dolphins for a long time.
Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, both top-tier talent. So Chris Greer's evaluation of talent, and I've told the story before. Chris Greer was the regional scout that came to Florida and recruited me and talked to me. Like, Chris Greer can evaluate talent. I would question Chris Greer's capology. Like, what is it? Andy Ellisberg with the Heat, where he has to work the numbers out. So you should not question at all Chris Greer's talent evaluation because he knows players that can play. He can watch a football game and say, this dude is a Pro Bowl type player. This dude is an NFL starter. I would question his capology and if he can work the numbers out.
Well, and there's a greater problem too, is that you can bring in talent, but if it doesn't work, if it doesn't translate to wins, are you successful at it? I don't know who the general manager is in Phoenix, Solana. I don't know who's responsible for putting together KD and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal.
James Jones.
On paper, is it James Jones?
Yeah, I don't. Is
oh,
the
well, then I stand
manager?
With him because I'm a Hurricane. Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. KD needs to step it up. Terrible example by me.
He got to figure it out, O2. He got to figure it out.
But that's, I mean, in all honesty, like, okay, you can bring in talent. If it doesn't translate to wins, are you successful? Like, at what point, Dave Hyde saying, at what point when the 3-year plan becomes a 5-year plan and then is a 6-year plan and the talent all seems to be there and every year you go, oh, it looks like they finally got it together and you still don't have a single playoff win to show for it, at what point do you go, yeah, it looks like it's working, but it's not working?
And that would be the question of the success, the playoff success. So we're going between the Heat and the Dolphins, where the Heat now have been to multiple finals, even after the Big Three. But the Dolphins have not won a playoff game that long.
24 years.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's on Greer. Is it talent? Is it the weather in KC this year? Is it, there's so much more context to it. But I really, like I just said, I really feel like Chris Greer knows how to evaluate who can play football and who can't. The structure of it and the structure of the financial side of it is where you should question Chris Greer. But if you want Chris Greer to look at a player and know if he can play in the league, he can do that. He knows that. This guy's going to be very good in the NFL, and this guy won't, other than Noah Igbinoghi. That's the outlier of all this stuff. Noah Igbinoghi was the one that had me hot about Chris Greer. And when I talk to Chris Greer, I'll tell him. I've already told him, and I'll tell him again.
Somebody texts in, Hawk started talking sports immediately this segment, saw Crowder with a slice of pizza, and immediately was detoured into food talk. It's how my brain works.
Because I got a hot pizza right here.
All right, let me go. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Enjoy that Detroit style za.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.